This is the Time and Again Home Service. During these dark, difficult days, take a moment to turn up your wireless and listen to this week's episode of Greyhounds, made in association with Yorkshire Air Museum. And remember, your courage, your cheerfulness, and your resolution will bring us victory.
And here we are. Ooh, this stage hasn't seen a duster in years. Catherine, are you starting the tea? 11, 12, 13. Ooh, 13. We can't possibly have that. Last thing I need is bad luck. 14. 14 will be enough, will it? Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention. The ending of the word is delivered with two syllables. Two. Invention. The brightest heaven of invention. A kingdom for a stage, princes to act and monarchs to behold the swelling scene. Then should the warlike Harry, like himself, in his own manner, as himself, assume the port of Mars. Can this cockpit hold the vasty fields of France? Or may we crown within this wooden O the very casks that did affright the air at Agincourt? Well, we all wonder that, my dear. Did you find the cups?
Yes, the kettle's boiling now.
Noted down in the book. I'll bring my own leaves next time. There's a ghastly. A good cup of tea always brightens things up. You could try looking a little more cheerful yourself, Kate.
What about?
We're doing our bit. Supporting our boys, showing that we're all pulling together.
Cost of fuselage, £2,500. Cost of engine, £2,000. Yes. Wings, 1,800. Undercarriage, 800. Guns, 800. Tail, 500. Propeller, 350. Petrol tank top, £40. Petrol tank bottom, £25. Oil tank, £25. Compass, £5. Clock, £2.10. Thermometer, £1.01. Sparking plug, £8.
Catherine.
So, even if we raise the grand total of... what was it? £100.
Please.
£100. We can donate just under... one third of a propeller.
I'll pretend I didn't hear such talk, Miss Winters.
Do come in, everyone. Gas masks and coats on the hooks by the door, please. That's it. Yes, thank you.
It stopped raining out there, but isn't half cold. Could do with a good pair of gloves.
The rain we had last week. I've not seen it like that, pouring down the streets in a river. Well, not since the autumn of 38, I think.
It was 39. 38 was remarkably dry, of course, and then there was the snow on Christmas Day.
Was that 38? I could have sworn it was 37, because I was visiting my cousin up in the Peak District that year and the trains were a complete nightmare.
I remember that Christmas, though the entire village ran out of coal. Mr. Eccles lost his big toe because he wouldn't take his boots off for 2 weeks. Or was it his thumb? Though why would he have his boots on his hands? No, don't be silly. We had to burn all sorts of things. My late mother's poetry annuals did the trick. Awful stuff. Dreadful. But it went up like kindling. Should have done it years ago. Made the place nice and cosy.
Afternoon, Pip. Horrible weather. I left an extra blanket out for Percy because the twins will take the best basket by the fire.
Are we all here? Oh, how lovely. If everyone could take a seat, we'll get started. I have a few notices to begin with.
Where do you want these books? We won't be getting very far without them.
No, of course. So kind of you to bring those extra copies. Perhaps if you could hand them out, my dear. Right.
I've made the tea.
No, that isn't for now, Catherine. We're just starting to...
We'll
have our tea later, when we have a break. Later on. Perhaps if you just take it back into the...
Are there any biscuits?
Have a script instead, Mr. Jones.
Right.
Here you go.
No, of course.
Miss Winters, I've been thinking about the part of the play where King Henry's old friend is executed for theft. I'm rather good at playing dead, so I don't mind if you want to hang me.
Well, that's certainly something to consider.
Are we starting? I can't bear time wasting. Straight to it, that's how things should be.
Yes, if you all take a seat.
Did you hear that van go past this morning? Rattle the windows, it did.
Yes, we wondered what was going on. Was it the army?
Home guard, though God knows what they want a truck that size for.
Perhaps not quite the turnout we were expecting, but I know there was a bust Biggleswade this afternoon. First aiders meeting in the town hall. Bicarbonate of soda and its practical applications.
Yes, they're practising on Mrs. Henderson's youngest. Bought him with an extra ration of hundreds and thousands.
Now, the telephone is not to be used in any circumstances, unless by previous arrangement with Mr. Martin. As you know, the ARP usually occupy this hall, but have kindly allowed us the time. I have 800 fire precaution in wartime pamphlets to assemble in return, so any helpers? Just say the word. I thought we'd start with a few simple introductions. Perhaps if you would, my dear.
Me? Nancy Wilde. Pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
We've not seen you in this neck of the woods before. New to town?
Oh, I've been in London.
That's rather spirited of you.
Is it? I was at the Vaudeville, or just in the chorus, but they're closing up now. Regulations. Too many bodies in one place, apparently.
An actress? A real actress from the West End? Ooh, do you know Noel Coward?
Well, that was the plan.
Oh, yes.
But for now, I'm holed up with my aunt, Mrs. Palmer, on Bedford Road.
So you're the niece, Edward Holmes. Everybody here shops at Palmer's, finest grocers in the village.
It's the only grocers in the village.
Well, what about you, love? Got a name?
Yes, I do.
Oh, don't mind her, Miss Wilde. Nancy, can I call you Nancy? So much nicer, I think, to use first names. That's Miss Ruby's sister. She's always like that. It's just her way. There's one in every litter.
As I was saying, the Council for the Encouragement of Music and the Arts are very excited about the revival of amateur dramatics in Shuttlefield. There used to be quite a thriving society before the war, and they hope that this performance will once again bring out...
What happened to your arm? Or is it all hush-hush?
Nothing so exciting, I'm afraid. The usual sort of story, unexpected landing. Very unexpected. Things as good as useless for the time being.
Nah. I know when someone's being modest, it's all in the eyes. You were up to heroics. So I assume you'll be our Henry.
Well, actually, dear Edward won't be entirely compatible with the role. Can't have our king going to battle already in bandages now, can we? No, Mr. Croft had expressed an interest in... Ah, speak of the devil.
And he doth appear. Evening, folks. Sorry I'm late.
If you take a book and sit down.
We've been ploughing and planting the fields at old Matlock's place. Potatoes. There's only four of us and he's got about 50 acres. It'll take us years at this rate.
3.5 days if you account for the seeds being planted the recommended 12 inches apart and the working day being 10 hours.
Well versed in agriculture.
Well versed in useless trivia. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, Mr. Croft. Will, isn't it? You shall be our King Henry.
Well done, old man.
The rest of us will have to do a spot of doubling up. Get our teeth into lots of different characters. 52 characters to be precise. Nearly all of them men. But doesn't that make things more fun?
Will we get to wear chainmail? I've always fancied chainmail, though I can't have anything too heavy because of my knees.
Perhaps you could have tights, like Errol Flynn. Oh, he looked ever so good in them.
I shall be reading for the chorus as well as steering the ship, so to speak. Right, let's push these chairs aside and get on our feet.
What about me?
Our beautiful French princess, of course.
Blimey.
Though I hope you're not averse to wielding a sword every now and then. I find it preferable to keep Mrs. Holt away from all weaponry. Well, Edward, what do you say to being our noble Earl of Westmoreland?
Why can't I play the French princess? She's hardly in it.
Don't be ridiculous. You haven't got at all the right sort of nose.
I thought this was acting. What's the shape of my nose got to do with it?
I can only say one thing in French. Les bas sont marvellous.
These stockings are wonderful.
We used to have a lovely free French airman bring them to stage door.
So what about you?
Third spear carrier from the left, I should imagine, though in this case I suppose it's third archer.
That's not the Agincourt spirit. I'm Will.
Are you? I see.
That's usually when you say your name. Well, go on then.
Oh, I'm Catherine.
The script starts on page 16. Oh, if you could be careful of that copy, my dear. It was donated by Mr. Nelson and he does get rather... Well, we don't want a repeat of the Harvest Festival, do we? Oh, messy situation all round.
Did you hear what he did at the Hare and Hounds on Friday? Smashed his old pocket watch with the coal scuttle after a couple of rounds.
He's had that watch years. Was there something wrong with it?
You could say that. It was German. Can't knock the old chap's spirit, though. How have you ended up in the fields, Croft? your eyes?
I suppose.
Damn shame. Still, don't let it get you down. You're still doing your bit.
We'll read through to start. No movement, just get into grips with the language. It is Shakespeare, after all, and tricky in places, but we'll push through together. The second line, for example, invention. The ending is pronounced with two syllables because it sounds better. Find a space and let the words fill you up. I'll begin. Oh, for a muse of fire!
Do you want me to make my accent all posh? It's what I do when I've got a nice audition up west.
We can explore creative decisions later. For now, if we just enjoy the text. Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention. Oh, bloody hell. Leave your things. We can come back for them later. Quickly, please.
Once more onto the breach, dear friends.
I'm home. Into the cupboard under the stairs. Come on now. Do hurry along, your grace, there now. But watch the china. That was my grandmother's. Where's Percy? Percy! Come along now. I managed to pick up a nice wooden crate from Palmer's this morning. We'll be able to get rid of that nasty cardboard box. Make a much nicer bed, fit for a king. Or at least a duke. Hey, Wellington?
Rubbish. Absolute rubbish. Don't they know how to report real fact anymore? Anybody got a light?
My mum says she wears slacks all the time because she's so subnormal she actually thinks she's a boy.
To be subnormal is to possess below-level intelligence, rather like yourselves. I'm abnormal.
Everything all right?
During an air raid, whilst I'm sitting in the cellar of a pub that smells like stale beer and sweat, with cigarette smoke so thick I can hardly see the other side of the room, full of lots and lots of people who keep interrupting my calculations.
Yeah, sorry, stupid question, of course.
Anything interesting, Arthur?
Complete nonsense. That's all there, right, these days.
Well, what do you expect from the Chronicle? You on for Friday?
Charlie Ainsworth dropped out. ARP duties. What kind of man puts telling people to turn the lights off over a game of cards?
Shame. It was building into a tasty little pot.
I could step in. What are you playing?
Who are you?
He works up at Matlock's. I've seen him going off every morning.
You must wake up pretty early.
You'll have to pay to sit in.
Of course. I'm good for it.
Why not? In the bar, Friday night, around about 8.
All right.
I hope you don't mind my saying so, but you ought to watch playing cards with that pair. Arthur Nelson is an incredibly good player and Billy Sheringham cheats.
Oh, I see. Duly noted. I'd better brush up on my game, then. These are good.
Sorry?
The drawings. Armour and swords and horses. Are they for the show? You'll be busy.
A little help will be required, naturally. I've heard Mrs. Holt is a whiz with the knitting needles.
You're back late.
Oh, I got caught up in that raid, didn't I?
We don't get many.
Thought we'd be avoiding all that out here.
It was probably just one of ours going the wrong way.
It was definitely a Heinkel. That girl said so.
What girl?
Miss Winter's sister. Seemed to know all about it. Engine noise, apparently.
Have you eaten?
Not for hours.
Shall I heat you up some stew?
Only if it's no bother.
Course it isn't. How was it?
I don't think Vivian Lee has anything to worry about.
I'm sure she doesn't. I don't know how we're going to manage tomorrow. I've been fretting all afternoon. We're just about through everything. The shelves are empty. Treadwells have delayed their delivery again.
Oh, we'll manage. We can scrape something together. There's still quite a few carrots. I saw a box out the back.
While I remember, telegram arrived for you.
On a Sunday? Who's shelling out for that?
Here you go. Where are you going? This'll be ready in a minute.
I'm not hungry. I think I'll go to bed.
This was Greyhounds, written by Laura Crow, performed by Time and Again Theatre Company. You have been listening to Fiona Primrose, Laura Crow, Catherine Cowdery, Tim Cooper, Jacqueline Weeble, Jacob Taylor, Paul Wilson, Kendall Boardman, Catherine Reynolds, Samantha Vaughan, Ben Hines, Adam Martin Brooks, and Anthony Morris. Thank you for listening. Please tune in next time, and remember, keep calm and carry on.